New year, same bullshit. Ain't that some mess? We done started off the year on some more nonsense, but we ain't gonna talk about that shit today. We gonna talk about the year completion, 2026, and it is Michael with.
Chris Tatiana, I was yawning. You sit up there and you waited for me to say my name right as I was yawning. Literally, like,
I
seriously.
was literally looking at the screen, didn't even know you was
You need
yawning.
to multitask.
I was pulling up my notes too, so
This sound like
triple
the
tasking.
start of the 2026 trash.
Oh no, it ain't gonna be that.
No trash.
Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to Watch for the Hooks Wednesday. Brought to you by us, goddammit. That's who is sponsored by us.
Sounds like a bad beer commercial.
Yeah, it's sponsored by us.
You're hilarious.
Man.
How to stop.
But hey, it's 2026. We first podcast of the year. We coming in with that hotness, and we gonna just go straight to it. So this episode, we're gonna be talking about vendor network. And for us right now, it's like I said, we transitioned off from being apparel business owners. We've been working in the real estate here, area for like the last few years, still working, getting our skin in the game.
I got a lot of skin.
Child, this shit's tough already. I'm talking about the skin.
Oh, the skin is tough, or it's tough to get the skin in the game.
Nah, your
It's like
skin.
both.
Yeah, skin gotta be tough.
Oh yeah, it's like reptilian. Similar reptilian adjacent at this point.
Shit, it's an elephant.
Oh,
Now for me.
that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And
That's
so,
pretty
one of the things we've talked about over the episodes is networking. And we talked about the issues in networking and spaces where it feels like it's just being jammed in. You're trying
bad.
to get everybody free for all.
Yeah.
And for us, we've been looking at things about real estate networking. How do you get to start networking in that area? And we're not talking about buying up real estate.
No.
We're talking about people who already have real estate properties, but trying to understand, the small things. And small things lead to what? Big issues.
Yeah, that's absolutely the path or the trajectory right there. But we do have, two individuals that we can reach out to at any point in time about anything and get a fair response, So we're actually I'm gonna say one of the few that has some just literally disposable, right, at your fingertips.
Yeah, people that you can call on.
Yeah, and you can trust what
Yeah.
they're saying, right?
And you can be like, hey, we came across this situation.
Yeah, but we are in two different areas, right?
Yeah, three. Actually, three different areas. I think about some of the contacts. Like, even geographically, three different areas. Yeah, East Coast, us in Arkansas, then you go to Texas.
What do you mean, East Coast?
Well, I mean, like, we talk to people in Georgia. You got people in Arkansas, and then you got people.
Oh no, I was talking about the context we have at our fingertips. Even though they're in one area of real estate, we're in another.
Oh, okay, got you,
But you
got
can
you.
still, I wasn't talking about like physical
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about
location.
physical. I'm
Yeah.
just, yeah, okay.
It's still different too in that regard.
Yeah, but like just even like networking, regardless,
Yeah.
you're just not all in the same geographical location.
Right. And you also absolutely have someone else that you're able to communicate with and disposable at your fingertip, and they are East Coast, right? Okay. So So we have some networks, right? Or we have some individuals that we're able to network with. But it's just like even when you get past the network component, right? Being very strategic and intentional with the relationships and partnerships that you build, right? So the hope is that if you're working on a project currently with someone in whatever capacity, that the lines of communication open and positive, the relationship status is positive and not listed as complicated, okay? That way you can continue growing. That way, if because they work in it in one faucet, and they know you working it in a total opposite faucet, they may hear about something you'll be interested in. You can pull the trigger on that, or you may have something they'll be interested in and they can pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I mean, like, even in,
but there has to be a good relationship.
Yeah, and there's got to be one where everybody has that same skin in the game.
That same thought process.
Yeah, because like I said, we've learned. It's hard to talk business with people that's not in business.
It is.
And we've had other business owners be like, I was talking to someone, so-and-so, and they just don't get what I go through.
Yeah, I've gotten that
because
quite a bit. They don't understand it. It's not that, not their area. Not that they're not capable.
They're not business owners.
They're not that they don't care. They just probably don't understand. And not that they can't understand. They're not in it like you are.
No. Like we've learned, being a business owner, you got to have a different type of mindset.
You do.
And there are lots of people who ain't built for that.
They're not.
And even when you try to even have talk, they're just going to be like, I really don't get what you're saying.
Or they're going to say, that ain't for me.
Yeah.
Or they're going to say, that couldn't be me. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to say, I couldn't do that.
I wouldn't have signed up for that shit.
There you go, right there. You, they're like, better you than me.
And so,
and that's fine too.
But that comes back to when you're doing a networking thing. And like we said, to my vendor networking, even for us, the hardest thing for us to do to even start the process was find a contractor.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know any. You didn't know any.
Right. That was.
So that that network was already not established.
Right.
So then you have to go try to find a contractor.
Right.
Then you got to find out. You got to find a reliable contractor.
You sure do.
It's the difference between finding a contractor and a reliable contractor.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God.
Then go past them being reliable. Are they capable?
Yeah. That's right.
Then after they, are they reliable? Are they capable? What their track record look like?
Yeah. That's
so
true.
So we already three levels into this networking thing.
Yeah. And remember, like, you started out wet behind the ear.
Like I said, you didn't know nothing.
You didn't know. And let's keep it a buck. Even with having individuals or a network at your fingertips that you're able to, you know, contacts that you're able to communicate with, they're not going to be able to tell you all the things to anticipate.
No.
All the things to expect. All the ways to deal with all the various ways that things could go, especially if you're in different geographical locations, different dealing with different lenders for different types of, you know, lending.
Exactly.
They're going to say, well, I had something similar to me happen, but it was for this, and this is how I had to deal with it. All you can do is take it and try to apply it as similarly as possible to what you're doing.
Yeah. Because even if you're, while you're building a network or trying to establish your networking, you also got to find people who are going to be doing the same type of thing that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like for us, our commercial properties will be for rent to tenants.
Mm-hmm.
Some other people are in real estate to flip and sell.
Yeah. So, and it may just be residential. May not be commercial.
So those are still three different areas.
It sure is.
They're not looking to be in this for long haul. Right. And the long haul is, I'm going to keep this property. This is a legacy property. This is something I'm going to pass down to my kids, my grandkids. No, I build, I construct, I help sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on to the next one.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah. So even that, you have to then figure out, okay, I need to find me a network or find people deal with renters.
Right.
Renters.
So now there you honestly just went from contracting to property management.
Yep.
And I don't even know if that was the intention to segue, but that's just how quick it happened.
And that's a different lane of networking.
It is.
Because now like you and me have figured out, okay, so now if I need a property manager, now I need to go look up the type of property managers.
Yeah.
Because certain people don't manage certain type of property.
That's true.
So now you're in another road, one fork in the road.
Now here you go, validating and checking credentials of somebody else that's going to come in after the contractors are gone.
Gotta get to that part first.
Gotta get there first. Then you gotta hold on.
26 completion.
26.
Yeah.
Then you have to hold on. But the hope is to, while for me, while you're going down these paths, right? And you're working on projects, the hope is to create these really good relationships
Yes.
and be able to sustain them,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because once you've worked with people for so long or for so many different times, you want to be able to keep them in your back pocket as a reliable, trusty go-to,
Yeah.
right?
Because even like, let's go back to the lender part. If you have a great relationship with your lender
Yeah.
when you started out and you got things done, you're going to want to try to, oh, well, this has been a positive experience.
Let me go through them again.
One second.
You have a history, but if it keeps going sour, whether it's your fault, the lender's fault, or the contractor's fault, you're not going to want to utilize them again because you're going to try to avoid some situations.
Networking, even to the point, like you said, go back to the contractors. If your experience with that contractor, even though it got finished, it got done, if it was not a pleasurable experience for you as a customer, would you go back?
I probably wouldn't.
Like that. So now I need to add to my network of contractors. So now
Right,
I gotta go find somebody
right,
else.
right, right,
Those are the things that come up when you're talking about, oh, we're looking to see who can do what, who can do this, who can do that. And when you're trying to validate, and also one of the main things we're going to keep on harping on, and we hope people understand is customer service goes such a long way.
It does.
Good customer service
Communication.
goes such a long way. And I mean, that is for people who get involved in any type of business. You're going
Hell,
to want,
that's for your order at the drive-through.
yeah, I might not go back to that restaurant if they sucked.
No.
That's a one and done.
I went to a restaurant that will remain nameless. The food was really good. The beverages were really good. The service absolutely was horrendous. It should not take that long to hard fry some eggs, okay?
And you're like, I ain't been back since.
I have not been back, and apparently that's, that's the pattern of how that restaurant functions. So now all of their traffic has slowed down. So now they've had to reduce not only the hours that the restaurant is open, but the days that the restaurant is open.
They're not creating a pleasurable experience for the
No, nobody's
customers.
going back.
Dang.
I told you, I was like, oh yeah, I won't go back there.
Yeah.
I didn't. Sounds like me and a few hundred others didn't either.
And that becomes rough. Like I said, even when we were in the apparel business, we tried to make sure our customer service was as great as it could be.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
I
Prompt
don't,
responsiveness.
and I still don't remember a time where somebody said the product or how y'all handle business sucked.
No, absolutely not. We
Right.
took care, if there was an error in an order or pricing or anything, we took care of that.
And we were able to take care of that because of the networking we had done with our vendors. If there was an issue and it wasn't something we could fix on hand, we had somebody else who we could call or email or rely on to fix the issue.
Yeah.
That came from networking.
We paid our invoices.
Yes.
We delivered on
Yeah.
time. Like, it's just a lot of small nuances that really eventually paint the whole entire picture, right?
It's crazy. Like even you talk about that, you said the word paint. Just even piggybacking off that. You know, part of place looking good, paint schemes. Was it painted nicely? Was it painted correctly? Like people have to understand. You gotta find a net, you there's a network of painters out there.
It is.
And you have to somehow, if your contractor is as good as they are, they already got that.
Yeah,
They
yeah,
got the
yeah.
painter, the plumber, the electrician. So in your networking, we talked about are people capable, are they reliable? Those are other things that they should already be able to have at their disposal.
Absolutely. That's why you hire, that's why you hire, example, GCs, general contractor. Right.
Because they are supposed to already
I
have,
take care of all that for you.
they should have in their network reliable people, trades to do the job correctly
Absolutely.
and promptly.
Absolutely.
So
Because
that
that's what they do.
yeah.
That's literally what they do.
Good networking
They
should have.
and the property managers, right, should have the tradespeople in their network for maintenance.
Yep.
Don't call me. Call the property manager. That's what you pay the property manager for.
Yes.
So if something goes wrong or if someone moves out, the paint need to be retouched up, property manager's going to take care of that.
That's what they get with the word you said was paid.
Yeah. That's what they get compensated for.
Yeah, exactly. Their networking is what you actually pay for.
Uh-huh.
You're paying for the service.
Paying for your resources.
Yes.
Just to your resources.
Exactly. I'm paying for your access. That is the grand line right there. I'm paying for your access to resources. Mm-hmm. Your customer service is supposed to help me navigate these waters. These and I pay a price for that.
Right.
What I always tell you, what's your time worth?
Not, yes.
What's your comfort worth?
You always tell me that. What's your comfort worth? I'd be like, what's the highest tier you got? I need VIP because I don't want to wait in line. Or I need VIP because I don't want to stand up. Or I need VIP because I don't want to be in the back.
Or I need VIP because I need this shit done correctly.
Done.
That's it.
Expeditiously.
I need it to be off my shoulders.
I'm tired.
Off my back.
I'm tired.
Off my mind.
Out of my chicken account.
That part. But yeah, we wanted to come in 2026 year completion. Gonna keep stating that. Talking about, you know, the vendor networking. You know, just right now, we know a lot of people have basically, at this point, they're still like trying to figure it out. 4-1, what we say.
Oh, we see.
The end of Q4, the previous year, and 1/4 of that next year.
But hold on. I made sure to specify 90 days.
90 days.
Into Q1. 90 days.
By the time spring break over.
90 days.
Got to be done.
90 days. That's what I'm looking for.
Hey, y'all hold on to that first 90 days. Catch y'all next time.